This is the Truth Hurts program. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. That would be me coming to you this morning from the front seat of the old F-250. We are at January 3, the third day of January 2023. A lot of people are going to still be writing 2022 on things, those of you who still know how to write. I say we could conquer the entire millennial, Gen X, Gen Y, all of them, if we would simply let everyone in our age group write in cursive, you know, script, not printed, not typed, not keyboarded. And of course, if we would change all the automobiles to stick shift, we could take over this country, the old folks could. Because no one teaches their children how to drive a stick shift. That entails, you know, manual manipulation of a gear shift and a clutch. That's just too much work for a millennial. Too much work, indeed, for the younger generation. And writing in cursive? They don't even teach it in the public school system any longer. Cursive is the Latin of our times. The root origin of all of the English language, the European languages, French, German, Italian, Greek, all of them stem from, in some way, shape, or form, from Latin. And yet we don't teach Latin. The root of most of our English words come from Latin. My 83-year-old father-in-law and I were discussing the Latin language as well as the Greek language last evening. If you've ever heard the expression, oh, that's Greek to me, it's because not too many people speak Greek, except those in Greece, of course. A few lawyers will speak some Greek because it is very closely tied to the Latin language. And, of course, all lawyers must learn a certain amount of Latin because most of our legal terminology is Latin. That, my friends, is a fact. And since most people don't learn Latin, they are incapable of understanding the etymology, the root, the origins of our English language. What did you do over the long Christmas to New Year's break? I took the entire week off. As you might know, we didn't do too many Truth Hurts programs during that time period. I didn't do a damn thing. That's the scary part. Going into Christmas break, I had all sorts of plans, what I was going to do, where I was going to go, how I was going to get there. An organized list of things that I wanted to do. I didn't do a damn thing. I wanted to clean out the workshop, the tool shed, the storage shed. Didn't happen. I wanted to clean out the two-car garage and make it an indeed true two-car garage again. But no, that did not happen either. I wanted to pull all of the furniture out of all four bedrooms of the house, the office, and throw the carpet out and put down tile floors. That too did not happen. I wanted to renovate Studio 63, and that did not happen. I managed to spend some time where it really counted, however, with family, with friends. And that was worth the not doing anything else on my list. I did manage to tear a meniscus, I believe, here in the left knee, which is about par for the course. I do that every couple of years. But as I get older, as I begin to age, as my body begins to deteriorate with age, I find it is much easier to tear a meniscus, to tear the quadriceps muscle in the knees, because I still treat this body as if it were 25 years old, and I should know better. After that last year disastrous motorcycle crash with the fun-loving shoulder reconstruction, with the severing of my bicep and my pectoral muscle, with the spraining of the ankle and the knee, I should know better than to treat my body that way. So what daredevil feat did I do to tear this meniscus in the left leg, you ask? I knelt down on the ground and removed the hubcap from the old Volkswagen bus. When I went to get up, there it was. Inability. Pain. Couldn't even stand on the thing. But I toughed it out. I did not bother to go and seek medical attention, at least not yet. Having changed medical insurance companies at the end of the year, dropping my long-time, very expensive Blue Cross Blue Shield coverage and changing it to yet another Blue Cross Blue Shield coverage through a different provider through my day job, I had not yet received and still have not received my ID cards, my group number, my member number, or any of the pertinent information that an emergency room might request. You know damn well they're going to, right? The good morning alarm. So I'm toughing it out with a little wrap around the knee this morning, a little Advil in the system, and we'll try to see what we can do to get that information from the medical insurance provider and move forward with our lives. Okay, enough about me. Again, what did you do over the long holiday week? Many people in the South, not accustomed to sub-freezing temperatures, experienced pipe freezes, pipes bursting in their attics. Because, you know, instead of running water pipes underground these days, the lazy, under the disguise of efficient, the lazy contractors of this era have decided to run pipes through the attics of people's homes. What could possibly go wrong there? Of course, I guess it's better than having to jackhammer your slab, your concrete foundation, if you have a plumbing issue. But they run the pipes through the attics. The attics, of course, are not heated. They're not cooled in the summer. They're not heated in the winter. People here did not heed the warnings of the local meteorologists, or yours truly. People did not run a steady stream of water, which is something out in Arizona and West Texas and New Mexico would be unheard of. Just waste water, run a stream of water from your faucets, let it go down the drain, forever lost. Holy cow, are you kidding me? That is unheard of. But here in the Southeast, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, the panhandle of Florida, southern Georgia, parts of Arkansas and East Texas, where water is more than abundant, fresh water in New Orleans, they waste over 2 million gallons of fresh water a day through the leaking infrastructure that is the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. They told us just run a steady stream, pencil-thin stream of water in the faucet farthest away from your water intake, your supply pipe. And that will keep your pipes from freezing. Many in the South refused to heed that warning, especially with the sky-high water rates in places like New Orleans, Jackson, Mississippi, etc. And so the pipes froze, and then they burst. But you don't know that they burst because they're frozen. You don't know it for several days until everything thaws out from this unprecedented global warming event that froze all the pipes and sent temperatures into the teens and the single digits in parts of Louisiana, for God's sake, in parts of Alabama, Mississippi. Sent it into the teens in the panhandle of Florida. We just don't see those types of numbers here in the South. And so many people woke up Christmas morning to frozen pipes, no water running. I'm dreaming of a frozen Christmas. No white stuff here in the New Orleans area. No white stuff in Baton Rouge or Jackson, Mississippi. No snow in Birmingham. No snow in Huntsville. No snow anywhere in the Deep South, except for a few flurries, believe it or not, in Florida over the Christmas holidays. Not enough to make a snowman for sure, but definitely cold enough to create hell and havoc for the many thousands of people who simply refused to follow the advice on the local news. And then they have broken pipes in their attics, frozen pipes in their walls, and when they thawed out and the water pressure returned, they were greeted with a rainy, wet dropping of water from their ceilings, damaging their ceilings and running down their walls and causing all sorts of issues. So what did you do over the Christmas New Year's holiday? If you were not mopping up, cleaning up from a pipe freeze, count yourself lucky if you live in the South. Those folks up north, well, they're accustomed to it. Maybe this will be a lesson to those here in the South. Go in your attic and wrap some insulation around those pipes. Perhaps install a flame-free and spark-free and open electrode-free heater in your attic. Perhaps a grow light, one of those 100-watt light bulbs. Put a couple of those in sockets in your attic, even on an extension cord, and aim them not right against the pipes, but aim them down towards those pipes to keep these issues from happening again in the future as global warming takes its toll with record low temperatures not seen in 40, in some cases 50 years. You know, like Joe Biden's inflation that hasn't been seen since Jimmy Carter was the president over 40 years ago. You probably have received or will receive in the next few days your credit card bill, your statement, your invoice for all of those things you purchased before the Christmas holiday. You probably will notice and have noticed that every item that you purchased for Christmas this year, from your turkey or your ham, all the way to the toys for the kids, the grandkids, the nieces, the nephews, maybe you bought a new car, maybe you bought some new furniture, all of those items were at least 14% higher than they were just two Christmases before. You know for a fact that there was 7% inflation, as they reported it, in Joe Biden's first year in office, his first January 2021, saw a 7.1 to 7.3% inflation, and then compounded with this year's inflation at 8.3, I believe it was, 7 and 7, at least 14%, 15% in many cases, but that doesn't count. Eggs up 34%, bacon up 41%, bread up 40%. So bacon, eggs, and toast up roughly 40% from just 2 years before, when Donald Trump was president. Aw, damn, you went and said the T word, Steve. That means all your credibility's gone out the window, right? According to some people, and I've heard this for years and years, if you wear a baseball cap, you instantly lose 10 IQ points, at least in the perception of the progressive liberal woke crowd. See a guy in a baseball cap, he's automatically lost 10 IQ points. If that baseball cap is turned to the with the visor to the side or with the visor to the rear, you lose another 10 IQ points. So you're automatically down 20. If you're wearing a suit and a baseball cap, they claim, you've lost an automatic 25 points no matter which way the visor is facing. Donald Trump was seen oftentimes in a Make America Great Again red baseball cap whilst wearing a suit and tie. That's why the progressive liberal leftist mainstream woke in America thought Donald Trump was not such a smart guy. At least he could formulate and enunciate two coherent sentences in a row. In fact, entire hour-long speeches given by the president, Donald Trump, without a stutter, without a stammer, and I'm not talking about a speech impediment, without the thing, Bob. Donald Trump often spoke without a teleprompter, without any cue cards, with no one speaking in his ear. And he made his point. He got his point across, oftentimes sharing anecdotes, tales of things he had seen or heard or experienced in his life. But he didn't make them up as he went along, as Joe Biden does. Joe Biden speaks to a group of truck drivers. Suddenly, Joe Biden harkens back to the time he claims he was a truck driver. And yet, he's never been a truck driver. Not one day, not one mile in his life has he been an over-the-road trucker. Never once. But because the truckers, many of them, belong to a union, their loyalty has to be with the Democratic Party, according to their union leaders. That's the way it works in politics, my friends. Remember the time Joe Biden talked about what a bad man he was, what a gruesomely brutal guy he was when he, as a young, skinny, entitled, white privileged lifeguard at a local swimming pool, got into a confrontation with a bad dude named Corn Pop. And he grabbed a chain and he wrapped that chain around his feeble fist and he swung it and told Corn Pop, "You better get out of here." Remember that story? Absolutely no truth to that either. You remember when Joe Biden said he was Italian because he married an Anna Maria Don Giovanni Saltrofromaggia or someone of that Italian descent, and therefore he was a de facto Italian? Yeah, sure, he married an Italian girl, but doesn't make him Italian. He makes up the stories as he goes along so that he can pander to the crowd that he is speaking to. Because he has zero credibility and zero true life experiences of his own, he lives vicariously through his own mental feebleness and makes up these stories to make himself feel great. Then there's the pedophilia, the groping of little girls. His own daughters said that he used to make them shower with him at 12, 13 years old. Ew, creepy as hell. Very creepy indeed. Here's what I think. I think Joe Biden grew up just like most young boys, except, of course, he was a privileged white kid. I think he grew up wondering, I wonder what little girls look like. I wonder when Joe Biden hit puberty, had he never even kissed a girl, probably until he was in his late teens. He probably his whole life wondered what those little girls looked like with no clothing on. And if he could just touch one, just one, it might satisfy him. And then maybe one day he did grope some little girl. Perhaps he did so as a legal adult, an 18-year-old. Perhaps he did rub one and go, oh man, look what I missed out on as a teenager. I could have been rubbing these little bumps and doing this and that, and boy, little girls smell so good. I could have been doing that when I was a young teenager, but nobody liked me because I was not Scrappy Joe. I was Pussy Joe. Pussy in the form of wimp, wuss. Not very masculine. Perhaps Joe Biden, as a young man, longed to touch little girls, but didn't have the, pardon my pun, balls to do it. So he waited till he was an adult, and then he got his first feel, and he's like, hey, this feels pretty good here. And he's gotten away with it, because he either kissed ass, or sucked ass, or something, to get his way into politics. Perhaps he blackmailed people. Perhaps he was that kid who walked around the school with a little notebook and took notes on all the guys that he admired, that he wished he could be, took notes on them when they did bad things, and then blackmailed them with the teachers. Better not beat my ass. I'll tell Mrs. Kravopel, and I'll let her know that it was you that blank, blank, blank in the schoolyard or in the parking lot of the school or in the gym. Perhaps he blackmailed his way into power and then used people. Don't you dare tell anybody I touched that 9-year-old girl and her little bumps, or I'll let them know that you embezzled $450 from the company, or I stole this from the that you stole this from the till, and you know the thing. I'll get you fired. You won't have a job anymore. Perhaps he caught another politician in the sack with someone, walked in at an inappropriate time, and then blackmailed that person into going along with Gropey Joe and his sick, twisted, perverted life. Then he found himself as a senator for many, many years, brokering deals with the art of blackmail, with the art of coercion. Perhaps that's how Gropey Joe came to power. We'll never know, because unlike Donald Trump, who's not allowed to seal an envelope, much less presidential records, according to the mainstream leftist slimeball progressive liberal woke media, perhaps Joe Biden, who has managed to seal many, many documents that you and I should be able to see, if all things were equal, if all things were fair, if all things were equitable, but they're not. Perhaps that, my friends, is why Joe Biden will never be prosecuted for his and his family's crimes, multiple. Plural. And perhaps when Joe Biden was sniffing that little 8-year-old girl in the red velvety dress on stage at some campaign event a few years ago, and the little girl looked woefully uncomfortable, perhaps it is Joe Biden's so-called influence that so enamored that little girl's parents, while he was rubbing his hands over her nipples for the entire world to see on camera, and bending over and sniffing her hair and planting little kisses on her, a girl he had never met, by the way. A girl, he didn't even know the girl's parents, but there they were, just so proud. Look, the president's groping our daughter right here. God, I hate it, but I gotta keep smiling or I'm not gonna get whatever backroom deal he promised me for keeping quiet, you see. When you're a blackmailer for a living, when you're an extortionist for a living, when you have climbed to power doing bad things by recording other people's doing bad things, sometimes people record you doing bad things, and then you have to give in to them, lest ye be discovered. Perhaps that's why that little 8-year-old, 9-year-old girl, however old she wasn't developed yet. Perhaps that's why she had to stand there and let a pervert Pedo Pete, as his own son, the cocaine-addled Hunter Biden, calls his father, Pedo Pete, short, of course, for pedophile Pete. Calls his own dad that, Hunter Biden does. After everything that Joe Biden has done to get his son Hunter out of trouble, to keep him out of jail, for all of the illegal, immoral, unethical, criminal behavior of Hunter Biden, after all Joe Biden has done, threatened to withhold $1 billion from the Ukrainian government if they, the Ukrainian government, didn't fire a prosecutor who was looking into Hunter Biden's illegal dealings. That's true extortion and blackmail using your tax dollars. Perhaps after everything Joe Biden has done to keep his son out of prison, and his son still has the audacity to call his father pedophile Pete, perhaps it is true. I know it is. You know it is. The world of common sense thinkers knows it to be reality. But you see, he has something on, and the Democratic Party has something on the liberal, progressive, mainstream, leftist, socialist, slimeball media. They have to have something on the media, or the media would do what the media is supposed to do. Write stories, expose, investigate, and do those things that journalists are trained to do from the first day of journalism class when they teach you who, what, when, where, sometimes why, and sometimes how. You know the Democrats have something on the media because, just like I explained to you with Joe Biden, my friends, who extorted and blackmailed and coerced and threatened to expose his enemies so that his enemies would do his bidding, the Democrats have allowed the media, or instructed the media, or worked in lockstep with the media to cover up all of the crimes of people like Bill Clinton, the Clinton crime family, who went from being bankrupt while he was the governor of Arkansas to being a multi-gazillionaire as the president and since then. Or Barack Hussein Barry Sotero Obama, a community shit-stirrer, community organizer. Basically a guy who walks around and rallies his neighbors to do violent protests, perhaps extorting folks along the way for protection. A guy who supposedly didn't make $100,000 the year before he suddenly and miraculously became a U.S. senator. And then, suddenly and miraculously, before the first 2 years of his first term were done, ran for president and supposedly won. The media has got to have stuff on these people, but these people have got to have some stuff on the media. Imagine what would happen to commercial advertising rates if the Democrats blew the whistle on the media for being the liars and purveyors of falsehood that they are. Because one day, the media decides to get off their dead asses and report all of the news. Imagine the breakdown in revenues that would occur if the media were exposed as the one-sided, lopsided propaganda machine that they really are. I hope you all have a happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to 2023. We are now in the 24th month of Joe Biden's presidency, as the calendar shows. God help us all. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I apologize if you were offended, but I retract nothing. Background music by Jason Shaw and Audionautix. This program was pre-recorded.